What made you decide to write the commentary that John Lothian News recently published?
At the end of the day, if we look back at the lessons we've learned as an industry over time, this particular subject matter, probably let's call it the last 36 to 48 months, there have been a lot of thoughts out there and self-proclaimed visions of innovation and things of that nature. And so as the market continues to evolve and then people react to certain activities in that evolution, I felt it was important to call out the lessons we have learned, because sometimes you get a little bit whitewashed on the idea of where it may go in the future. And I think in order for us to learn all the lessons of our experience, we sometimes have to be reminded of that.
What were the lessons from the BACT experience, and what were you trying to accomplish, and what didn't work?
If you look at the true price signals that come from the markets that we nurture and sometimes help create, that price signal is really around a term we'll call convergence, where there's this physical attribute, physical commodity in this case, or product, and the future price signals that may provide. We believed when we began what became BACT initially, we believed going through the labor pains associated with creating that physically settled one contract equals one Bitcoin in a institutional grade repository was what the market ultimately would want. The lesson learned is that's not what this market wants. Many participants in the market lament the fact it's an unregulated, you know, cash market with, you know, less than transparent rules in some cases. They had an opportunity and we gave it a good run and couldn't get to that point where for those contracts, people wanted that to be the benchmark.
Why do you think the crypto markets do not want a physically settled crypto market?
In our history in these markets, we always chase liquidity. Right now, and the easiest path to that liquidity has been in the cash markets. There's certainly a desire for the market to continue to mature over time. There's lots of talk about this institutional lag that may come, but I don't know how, I don't see a path how the institutional component comes to be reality if we don't have that clear regulatory oversight. And the gap that seems to be missing is the unregulated market willing to engage the rules that we know today. The rules could change in the future, no question, but there was a path for rules that exist today that you could trade that and check all of the boxes that needed to take place. And that side of the market, in our opinion, wasn't prepared to do that, which I think creates the gap that folks are trying to close today to get the institutional leg in. Now, there's certainly some initial stage conversations or green shoots, if you want to call it that, of folks on the institutional side attempting to be part of that, but not on a wholesale level, not to where it's an accepted, you know, marketplace that you could, as a fiduciary, put client money in the realm.
What are the lasting lessons from the experience of FTX trying to change the rules of our markets?
And my hope at the end of the day is what people will learn as they recall that experience. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. If it's the same risk, I don't understand why we can't be held to the same standards. And if you go back and review the debates that we had during that time through the parties that were the forefront of it, it was really us trying to understand why does this risk that you want to manage through your innovative platform, self-described innovative platform, need a different standard? And that question never really seemed to be answered. It was just, oh, this is new, it's different. And if we look at how clearing has impacted the financial markets over time, you know, energy back at the beginning part of this century, you know, interest rates, depending on what flavor you want to talk about, and cleared swaps, you know, after that, you know, CDS coming out of the financial crisis. Every single time we get into one of those markets, the practitioners in that market always start with the premise that this asset class is different. We hear it every time. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the world that you grew up in, and that I've had the fortune of working in for more than two decades, there's a bid, there's an offer, and that's going to define the amount of risk. And we need to put that risk control around that, and we sort those pieces of it out. But it does simplistically get to a bid and an offer. And that was no different in this case here. How we wanted to manage that risk, differences of opinion, And when we have those differences of opinion, typically we adjudicate that through going and looking at what is the regulatory process. And that's really where we spend our time and focused on it.
Do you have a recommendation to Congress as to how they should regulate this market?
Part of the genesis or the motivation for writing what we did earlier this week and putting it out there was really to get them to focus on asking that question. Please explain to me why the current regulation doesn't work. And I don't know that they've really asked that question. There could be many different reasons. Maybe there's a lack of understanding between what the cash crypto markets do versus what our traditional markets do. There are lots of different terms that people use around that that get used interchangeably. They're not always a fair substitution of the variable in there. But if we look at the velocity at which things develop in Washington, I don't think it takes a very detailed person to understand that those gaps over time will develop and go through that. So I think they really need to boil the issue down as, here are the standards we have and we know. Please explain to me why you're different. And if they get comfortable and understand those differences, then maybe we know what rule changes need to take place. Or they get to a point, they don't need any rule changes to make place. They just need to make it crystal clear that these are the rules that will govern this part of the financial services arena.
Is the SEC regulation by enforcement and Chairman Gensler's quotes about the crypto industry being full of hucksters and fraud part of a campaign to get Congress to act?
It's not without evidence that there are nefarious behaviors in the market that have, you know, chosen to take advantage of less sophisticated, unsuspecting folks who are attempting to ride a wave. That's happened in a lot of markets. That's not something that is just crypto related. I think maybe the depth of it that we've seen, or maybe I should say the breadth of it instead of the depth of everyone heard crypto and there are these, you know, everyone's a millionaire if you trade crypto and all this other kind of, you know, general fodder that's in the space, whether you're on Twitter or any of the social media outlets talking about the wave of the future, you know, did provide a pool of prospects for those who wish to behave nefariously to attack. I do think if you look at the mission of both the SEC and the CFTC and their requirements to protect end users and consumers, they feel compelled. They have to step in when there's still not enough clarity on that rule set that we've talked about earlier in this conversation. I believe if you look at what's happened, just in the last week, the indictments, the settlement, or the group that pled guilty yesterday and what they did on a hack, and then how much the money they got to keep. I mean, those are all things, and the velocity of this, given the rate information flows today, makes it top of mind to go through there. If that's a campaign, I don't believe that. Is it defense of the job they're doing? Maybe, you know, to show that defense that we're doing this at this point in time, because we can't do much more. But even if you look at the XRP and Ripple case, and you have the two judges in the same district that come out with widely different opinions on that, I mean, I think that goes to show that the lack of clarity of the rules that we're seeing is an issue. The question is, how do we come up with this lack of clarity? And I think it goes back to my original answer to your question of what advice I would give. Let's ask why it needs to be different. If it's the same risk, it should be the same standard.